The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we are told that Jerusalem is supposed to be arised, and they are supposed to arise and be enlightened because their light has come and the glory of the Lord has shone upon them. The darkness is going to cover the earth, the clouds, the people, but for the people of Jerusalem, a light is going to shine. They will recognize the glory of God in their midst. And so what actually happened? Well, they missed it. And not only did they miss the fact that the Messiah had been born, but when these three magi from the east came inquiring where the newborn king of the Jews was to be found, we are told that Herod was troubled. That's not a surprise. But it's the next line that is, and all Jerusalem with him. They were troubled. This is the very thing that the Jewish people were waiting for centuries, was the coming of the Messiah. And when he arrived, did they rejoice? No, they were troubled. When they found out about the fact that the Messiah was born, did the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees go to worship him? No. All they could do is say, oh, the prophet said that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. 6 miles away. This wasn't like it was a major issue for them to be able to get there. They didn't care. In fact, more than that, they were troubled. And if that's the case, we now have to ask ourselves, what would we do? We'd like to be able to say, oh, I'd be rejoicing in the birth of the Lord. Would we? Would we be rejoicing in the second coming of Christ? Or would we be quaking with fear? Maybe another way of looking at that is simply ask yourself, if God were to let you know that you were going to be dying here today or this week, what's your response? Praise the Lord, I get to get out of here? I get to go see Jesus face to face? Or, oh no, I'm gonna die. Oh, I'm gonna have to stand before the Lord for judgment. Oh, woe is me. Right, but we're gonna be excited about this because we believe in Jesus. Do we? Where's the joy? Where's the joy at his birth? Oh, I got joy because I got presents. I have joy because I have a pretty tree with lots of lights. Is the joy about Jesus? No. Have we seen it even in the church? Do we see it in the hierarchy? No. And so you go back to that book. I'm not sure, I want to say it's Dostoevsky that wrote it, but I'm not sure of that. It's called The Inquisitor. And when Jesus came, the Inquisitor decided that he was inconvenient. He needed to be put to death. Because after all, the hotshots in the church would lose their positions. This wouldn't be politically correct. This wouldn't be good for me. That's where the problem comes. Why were the people troubled? Because the Messiah came. Because they weren't focused on God. They were focused on themselves. These three magi came from who knows where, from how far away. They brought gifts to be able to bring to the Lord. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. And yet, no one in the hierarchy of the Jewish people bothered to even look, because he was inconvenient to them, because he would ruin their way of life. They would actually have to change if the Messiah was among them. Well, nothing has changed. Because if the Messiah is in our midst, we need to change too. How many of us want to do that? I mean, really, how many of us want to do that? Right. We're called to be holy. We're called to be saints. We're called to live holy lives. But we've given in to the secularism, and we've given in to the worldliness, and we've given in to everything around us. And the idea of changing to actually live a holy life? Boy, I'd be weird. I won't fit in anymore. People will think I'm crazy. Jesus is inconvenient. You see, it's easy to point a finger at those people 2,000 years ago, say, what was wrong with those people? Exactly the same thing that's wrong with you and me today. We don't want him. Oh, we want him on our terms. We want to make Jesus in our image and likeness because we don't like it the other way around. We don't want to accept him for who he really is, so we remake him to be who we want him to be. And isn't it an amazing thing that Jesus just loves me so much that he says it's okay for me to do what I want to do? I mean, he's just so cool, isn't he? The warm, fuzzy Jesus is just the best. I mean, making God in my own image and likeness, what a grand idea. It doesn't get us anywhere. Well, it does get us somewhere, and it's not where we want to go. So instead, we need to look at these three pagans who recognized what was truly going on, that God had come into this world. And not only would they bow down and worship him, they would leave behind some beautiful gifts. Now, God's not interested in our gifts. He's interested in us. And so if we're going to bow down and worship him, then what we need to be able to do is to, number one, receive the gift that God has given himself. And then we need to give the only gift that God is interested in, our self. To open our hearts, to do exactly what it said that is supposed to happen in Jerusalem, and that is that your heart shall wonder and be enlarged. Is it? For a lot of us, the heart is kind of crimped down, and we don't want to open it because we're afraid we're going to get hurt. And we're afraid that maybe God is going to take away some of our stuff. I mean, can't live without my gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I got to have it. And what if God says, give it up? Then we walk away angry and we say, see, I knew that's what he was going to do. We need to really look at what is important. What is most important in my life? Where does the joy come? It should come from the gift of Jesus. And it should come from giving myself entirely to him. And if it doesn't, then there's something sorely lacking, just as there was 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem when they were all troubled by the birth of the Messiah. I'm not sure how many people in the church today would be rejoicing if the second coming were upon us. Not sure how many in the church would actually rejoice if the Lord was just simply going to come, not for the second coming, not for the end of the world, but just to show himself, just to call us back to himself, just to call us to who we were created to be. How many would actually rejoice? So as we celebrate this feast today and see the great faith and the charity of these three men who came from afar to open their hearts, to bow down and to worship him, now we need to look at ourselves and ask about our own disposition. Is my joy truly in the Lord? Am I willing to receive the gift that God himself has given? And am I willing to give myself as a gift in return? Truly give myself, not just with words, but in reality, and to find my joy in the Lord.